Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear! I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew, and welcome to the first Pappy's Flatshare of the year. Woo. Very exciting. Woo-hoo. Oh, it's 2023, everybody, and this is the first Pappy's Flatshare. It's a Flatshare slam down, and boy, oh boy, it's a goodie. It's a real goodie. It's really exciting.
We're reunited with old friends, the birthday girls. It's sketch on sketch.
It's absolute sketch go on sketch go, yeah. This is an episode we did at the brilliant Cheerful Earful Festival, which happens in London in October and November every year. I think this was the first year they'd done it, but they're doing it again this year. Very exciting. And
in a fantastic pub in Balham.
Oh, the Bedford in Balham. So it's a different venue and a slightly different setup as well, because we did the Birthday Girls podcast. They did our podcast. We did a sort of podcast swap-a-rooney. And so this episode is Tom and Camille are on a team, and Ben and BT are on a team, and then Rose and I are hosting together. I loved it.
As a setup, we went persona for persona, didn't we?
It's right. Yeah,
I would say Ben is our BT. You know, I am the Camille of Pappy's. Mm. And Rose and Matthew are the authoritarian dictatorship.
Yeah, yeah. The less fun ones.
The straight men, if you will. So that's what we decided to do. We should say, like, we first started working with the Birthday Girls. We did GCSE Bite Size in 2010 and recorded little dramas about, you know, the GCSE set text. That's how we got to know the Birthday Girls.
That's so, right, little sketches.
We crowned ourselves the 2010ers, and we've been firm friends ever since. So this is 13 years in the making.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to be paired back with them again. It was really, really fun. If you like them, then check out their podcast, The Birthday Girls House Party, which is absolutely brilliant.
Runners-up at the Chortle Awards, I imagine.
Well, we don't... This is it. Here's the thing. We're recording this the week before the Chortle Awards happen, but this will go out on the Tuesday after the Chortle Awards, right? We're up against them. Pappy's Flatshare is up against Birthday Girls. So we will know, or you will know, we don't know now, who has won the Chortle Award. It'll be Partridge. Yeah. If you're going through that list, I've never heard of any of the other ones, but I know who Steve Coogan is, yeah.
I like Alan Partridge.
I like Alan Partridge as well, Tom.
Me too.
It's very good. It's very funny. I hope you enjoy this episode. A couple of quick things. Obviously, the Patreon continues apace. Get onto the Patreon, guys. Join the fun. Patreon.com/Pappy's. £4 a month. You get a bonus episode every single...
It's pound a week.
That's how I think of it. You get a bonus episode every single week, and they're really fun. Flatshare pop rounds and a bunch of other bonus content that we don't need to go into now. But the bonus episodes are great, and there's a lovely little community. We'd love you to join it. So make that your New Year's resolution a little bit late in the year, but why not? Patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. And finally, if you want to come and see a live Flatshare slam down, I can tell you now the James Acaster, Amy Annette flat slam sold out. The tickets for both the Monday and the Tuesday sold out, but there are still a handful, and I do mean a small handful of tickets, a smidge of tickets for the 28th of February, where you can see Catherine Bohart and Harry Hill go head-to-head in a Flatshare slam down at the Phoenix in London.
Oh, man alive! Two of my faves.
It's going to be a really, really fun show, so do come along to that. We'd love to see you there. Do come and join us. Tickets from pappyscomedy.com/live. You can get your tickets from there. We'd love to see you there. Come on down.
Come on down, but enjoy the show.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew? Yeah,
what is it, you little bitch?
You are a little bitch, actually.
Oh, that's a strong start.
It's a real strong start. We're going live. Mixed up, and you've gone for that.
Well, you've reached for
just
the top
came
shelf.
Out. It was guilty just as charged. Room. Guilty as charged. But that's not the point today. That's not what we're trying to solve. We've got the birthday girls, our dear pals, the birthday girls coming over tonight. One of you chumps is going to organise the party.
Oh, it's not going to be me, you little bitch.
He's doubling down. He's doubling down.
Yeah, he's going to make this a runner. Why not?
It's going to be my catchphrase. No, oh, no.
Go on, Clarky, tell us why is it not going to be you?
I'm horrified by birthdays. In fact, they're horrified by me. I was invited to a surprise birthday bash.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently I got confused as to what a birthday bash was. I thought birthday bash was what I'd do on the morning of my birthday. It was a huge surprise for everyone there.
It was happy a graveyard smash, wasn't it?
Happy right, birthday. Barry. Happy girthday, more like.
Love being a woman in comedy.
Parry, what about you? Why are you not going to organise this party?
I'm not going to, because the last time I threw a birthday party, it was terrible. It was a very simple premise, this birthday party.
Oh, right.
I had a craft corner on one side of the room where I wanted people to use a needle and thread to turn a bed sheet into something that you would use to steal a boat. You know, a sail.
If you need pen and paper at any point, guys, right. We will...
That was on one side of the room. And on the other side of the room, I was showing my favourite film, the gangster movie with Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci.
Love it.
And invited to the party was ex-Prime Minister Theresa May, Trigger Happy's Dom Jolly, and Dolly Parton. But no one was doing what they were told.
No.
And I ended up just having to shout at people all the times. In fact, three times I had to say, Teresa, Dolly, Goodfellas. Teresa, Jolly, Goodfellas. Teresa, Dolly, Goodfellas.
And so say
all.
And
so say all, Havas. Did I say Linda LaHavas?
No, you didn't mention that.
Linda LaHavas was there, the singer.
Linda La...
Oh! Well, she was in the corner, sewing the sail.
Tom, it sounds like a wonderful party, and I'm glad you shared the story of it. But there's only one way.
Leanne LaHavas was there, though, guys.
Leanne LaHavas, yeah. Listen, there's only one way to solve this. We're going to have a
Flat chair slam down.
We're in a flat.
Flat chair slam down.
Are you sharing with our mates?
Flat chair slam down.
And welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming round.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
And we need some snacks tonight.
And we need some own brand vodka.
And we need some Diet Sprite.
And if you can bring that, then Sodja.
And we're hanging out our fairy lights.
I'm warming up all of once.
No one has arrived and it's 9:15.
My social life is falling apart.
There's nothing I can do. I totally flipped at the party. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby.
And I'm host and land legend, Rose Johnson.
We are live at the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival in Balham. Let's meet my overstuffed piñatas. It's Tom Parry and what? Benedict Clark.
Oh. But they can't throw a party on their own. Who have you brought along to stop this shindig from turning into a sausage fest? Ben?
I've brought my identical twin, Petey Edmondson.
Yeah. Petey!
And Tom?
Well, the jamboree's in danger, so I've hired a Leanne LaHavas impersonator, Camille Lucian!
Okay, so, guys, thank you very much for coming on the show. Beatty, we'll start with you.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of a party animal are you? What do you like at a party?
Awful.
Oh, yeah, go on, talk us through it. Talk us through it.
Listen, Camille knows. I get punchy.
You get punchy? Oh.
We've had some full-on fist fights.
We've had some full-on fist fights.
Oh.
You're a wild card, aren't you?
Yeah.
I forgot this, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what? Tell them about my 30th.
Oh, yeah, me and Camille had a fight and I knocked over the DJ booth and broke all the sound equipment.
Oh, no!
So...
Happy 30th to me!
But it is funner than it sounds. It sounds bad, but it's quite fun when it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At my wedding, we had a fight. I had bruises the next day.
What?
From Beatty.
Beatty beat you up at your own wedding?
Yeah.
What, you're desperate to catch the bouquet? What happened?
It's a bit of fun, isn't it?
It's a little bit of fun. It is in a fun
it's
way.
It's a fun way. It's a nice, gentle, fun fight.
They're fun bruises. If you are in trouble at any point, just blink in a certain way and we'll know. We'll get you out of here safe. So, Camille, what kind of a party animal are you? I'm assuming one wearing riot gear. He's going to be there.
I think I used to be very wild.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And now I'm not as bad.
What's
We have names for her different stages of drunk.
Okay, let's
see. What's the first stage again?
Leotard.
Because once she did a shot and immediately stripped off all of her clothes down to a leotard.
So you had a costume time. Change underneath, oh, ready to go. That's good. Yeah. That's planning. That's really
that's
good.
That's a sketch comedian.
Yeah, absolutely. Ready to go any minute.
Yeah. And stage two is cataract. Where her eyes just go.
Just glazed over.
There's no one there.
And are you aware of these stages coming upon you?
Or are you glazed over because you're concussed? Because Beatty's hit you.
I can feel leotard coming on.
Oh, yeah. I should hope so.
After that, I don't know. No, I don't know after that.
All bets are off.
Yeah.
How are you? Because what are you drinking tonight? Just talk us through it.
So, yeah, because I want to actually be able to talk to everyone. I'm on the orange juice and lemonade.
Oh, of course. No. The lady screwdriver, as it's known. The lady screwdriver. That's a safe bet, I would say. We'll get hammered for yours. Okay. So it feels like we have met our guests. Let's find out who'll be crowned Belle of the Ball.
And who'll be Belle End of the Ball Sack as we play round one.
In 12 years, we've not spoken at all. But today you popped up on my wall. And you barely, really go on Facebook, do you? A notification to say that today it was your special day. So I've got to write a message for your birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. If I could tell the truth, I wish to leave this WhatsApp group, but there's no easy way to do that. No way. And every couple weeks or so, someone in that group that you barely know will go and have another bloody birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Sing along, it's okay. You can
sing. Happy birthday.
Don't fight it.
Happy birthday.
Just four more verses.
Don't get me wrong.
No, there is.
I think it's great to get to work with two of your mates. And twice a year, you have to sing that tune, yeah. So I bite my tongue with gritted teeth, and I sign that card with my name beneath, and wish another fucking happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful work.
Woo!
Is it anybody's actual birthday here? Is it any? Oh, imagine if it had been. What a birthday treat that would have been.
We would have played it again.
Straight through, stick your name in there. Our first round is called Musical Shares.
The rules are simple. We're going to ask each player to sing about a famous musical to the tune of a song by pop goddess Cher.
Your teammate has to guess what musical you're singing about. A correct guess is worth 2 points.
We'll all also be awarding a massive 10 points for performance. So, Camille, bad luck, you're out of the game already.
Hey, don't let them get in your
head. I'm already sweating.
Can I just say a bit of backstory to this? We tried to explain this game to her. She's been looking all backstage, just had the words up, and I'm like, you know you're not going to be singing those words, yeah, though, because that would just be you singing a Cher song. So prepare yourselves.
Which we might do again. I mean, it's not a bad round, but it's not this round. So, Ben, you're up first. Here's your musical. If you could pass that down, please. You'll be singing a solo duet of I Got You, Babe. BT, which musical is Ben singing about?
Okay.
Clarky, in your own time, here we go.
Yeah, I hang out in a theatre and I am an absolute weirdo. I've never seen this musical, but I hear that it's actually very problematic. Babe, I wear a mask. I wear a mask. And I'm a twat.
Lovely stuff. Well, Beatty, we've got to ask you first of all.
Yeah.
Do you know the musical Ben was singing about?
Yes, Matilda.
It's Matilda. Of course it's Matilda.
It's not Matilda. It's Phantom of the Opera.
It's the Phantom of the Opera. What are we going to give Clarky, though, for performance?
I thought it was The Mask, the musical.
Oh.
Has anyone done that?
They wanted to, but somebody stopped them. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
Unbelievable. Shut it down. Yeah. It's not getting any better than that.
So what are we going to give? What are we going to give Clarky?
I thought pretty strong.
That was really strong.
Yeah.
Really?
That was good. Come on.
Fuck you, Barry.
This is definitely your first time hosting this podcast if you thought that was pretty strong.
If you thought that was bad, you're going to hate me.
No one's leotard.
I think a strong seven.
I'm going to give it a strong seven. A strong seven.
Somewhere
there
to go. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, next up, it's Camille. Here's your musical, and you will be giving us your very best. It's In His Kiss, a.k.a. the Shoop Shoop song.
Oh.
But Tom, what musical is she singing about? Hold on to your hats, everybody.
Don't panic. Don't panic.
Don't panic. Don't get inside your own head.
Just let it wash over you.
Okay. And I can't say any of the words in the title of the musical.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't just say the title of the musical and then sing the Shoop Shoop song.
Okay.
As much as we love that.
Find it.
Okay, you might want to watch producer Gwyn because he will count you in if you need it, okay?
I do need
Here
to
we
watch
go.
That, yeah. It's a musical, you wanna know? I'm gonna tell you cause I love you so. I've never seen it. Oh no, I've never seen it. I don't know what it's about. Oh no, I don't know what it's about. It's a little place and it's scary in your face. It's a musical. Oh yes it is. Has it got monsters in it? Maybe, I think it has. Has it got gremlins in it?
I didn't want that to end. I loved it. So, Tom, just to remind you, it is a musical.
Really, really hard.
Tom, you heard your jingle, didn't you, mate? It's fucking hell.
Okay, so, Tom, what do you think the musical was?
Can we first get a round of applause for Camille Luchamp, please? That was fantastic.
I think the musical I'm thinking
of. Thank you, Camille. You've had your time.
I think it's right there. I think it's Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes,
it's the Little Shop of Horrors.
And
also,
oh, not what I was thinking.
And also, kudos to anyone that noticed that she mixed that with the Rocky Horror Picture Show halfway through.
Yes, that's what I was doing.
And also Gremlins as well. Gremlins got in there as well. Are there Gremlins in it? I thought you were going to say no, but no, they're in as well.
And also, incredible fact, has anyone been to the comedy music show A Musical here? Yeah, it's a great show where comedians sing songs from musicals. Tom Parry did a song from this musical at the thing, and Camille and I did the backing for it.
Yes. Yes.
I've cleaned
I wanted
that.
Backing singers that would make me look like a good singer. So.
I think I must have been cataract.
So what are we giving? What are we giving Camille there? Because if we gave Clarkie, I mean, the commitment was right there. You can't. You can't punish her for just being a terrible singer.
Yeah.
The commitment.
I think part of the 10 has to be just commitment and gusto.
I have no fucking commitment. What's going on here?
I want to give her 8.
I'm going to give her 8.
Yes.
I do feel
he's
like
he's a little bitch now, Clarkie.
can we not make that any kind of runner in there?
I'd abstained from that banter as a woman, but
does she not lose a point because she said the word little?
Oh, what a job's worth.
Beating.
Wasn't Clarkie's it's first line, "I'm a phantom who hangs out an opera"?
Fair point. Would you be happy taking a point away from her?
I'd be happy if you did, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm afraid not my call.
Not the spirit of the game.
I mean, it's literally our call.
Not the spirit of the game.
No, not our call.
It's actually down to the viewers at home watching next time. If you think we should have a point off, text in and
who
we will...
Who texted?
What's that?
I can text Parry.
Yeah. 07834-453-755.
Text Parry. If you get a text in saying the points are taken away, then...
Text me. And if we get enough texts by the break, we'll knock a point off.
Yeah, there you go. Fine. Sounds great. So currently...
Next up.
Currently you're on 8 points.
A good service.
There we go. It's a very good service. Currently you're on 8 points there.
Okay.
BT, here is your musical. Try not to say any of the words from the title if you can. We will be checking. You're going to give us... If I could turn back time, Ben, you are guessing the musical.
Mm.
Okay. Here we go. If I could turn back time, in your own time.
If I could tell you this musical, I'd say it's set in Africa. And it's about all the animals living there and stuff. Da-da, Nana's dead. And there's animals and a meerkat too. He's got a friend who's a warthog. They say no worries and something else. Oh, it's a thing about animals. And they've got lots of hair around their faces. And they're pretty big.
Everybody. Okay, Clarkie, any ideas?
Well, I had a few until they have lots of hair on their face.
Yes.
Right?
I believe it's The Lion King.
Yeah.
It's The Lion King. It's correct.
But I might have to dock a point because she did use the word the.
Oh. Very good point.
Yes.
You've got to stick to the rules.
Oh. Hoisted by your own petard.
If you would like to save Beatty from losing that point, Beatty, give your phone number out.
Yeah, 07917.
Okay. Okay, and finally we've got.
We've got to give Beatty some points.
Oh shit! Points. Yes.
Points for Beatty.
I think
now.
I want the rest of my phone number.
Sorry. What are we going to get? I mean. It was good, but I...
Yeah. It wasn't quite Camille, was it?
It wasn't Camille.
Oh, my God. It wasn't Camille.
I feel like it was a very strong 7 again.
Yeah, strong 7.
She sounded like Cher, to be fair.
She did sound like Cher.
Nice poem.
I was going for that, but...
Okay.
7. So 7 points.
Yeah.
Parry, you're up next.
Finally, Tom, here's your musical. You're giving us the big one, okay? It's Believe. But what musical... Camille, is Tom singing about here?
Okay. How does this song start? I know the big bit.
No matter how hard I try.
Right.
Okay. You keep pushing.
Meatloaf.
Okay, ready, Tom?
What's really made me laugh so far is everyone's used their first four lines to stress that it's a musical. we all know that it's a musical.
Tom, it's great thinking time. And also, this is our musical. Fits perfectly. You'd be a fool not to use it, Tom. It's a musical. It's a musical. Okay, Tom, give us a bit of belief, please.
It's hard to get a ticket to this. The prices sometimes take the piss. It's a wooden room and a man in a broom. People are wearing tight trousers and they're singing about America. And someone's talking about a shot and that's about all I've got, yeah. Do you know about a founding father? Whose name is like a Formula One driver? Do you know about a founding father? We all know that it's a musical.
Tom Parry, everybody, beautiful.
Camille, do you think you know what musical that
I
is?
I think I do. I was really struggling until I got towards the end.
Yeah, so was Tom.
Wooden room and
wooden room. I was like, what the hell?
Wooden room and tight trousers. Wouldn't be the first place
I've
go
not seen
to.
It. I've not seen it.
I am pretty sure it's Hamilton.
Yeah.
Hamilton is correct.
Musicality, what do you think, Matthew?
Well, you know what? You really embody, like, can I just say, for people listening at home, Tom's not using a vocoder there. That was his, that was his own chops he was bringing to the table there.
Nature's vocoder, laryngitis.
I thought it was good, man. I thought it was really good.
I would say we've got to throw a point in for actually rhyming.
Yes.
Some of the lines. Oh. But also, there was some real reaching for the top notes there.
Yeah, but that's commitment.
And getting them. Yeah. Amazingly.
I want to give him a 9.
Okay, oh yeah.
God. Yes.
I'm going to give you a 9,
yes!
Tom.
Yes!
Nine.
Wooden room, a man with a broom.
It's good rhyming, man. It's not, I wear a mask, I'm a twat.
I think
they're going to stomp, mate.
At some point, they've got to sweep that stage. It's so wooden. It is. Set in a wooden room,
yes,
right, Hamilton?
Yeah.
The wooden room where it happened. That's the song, isn't it? Someone's got to sweep the room where it happened. Okay, so yes, producer Emma, let's hear a little bit more of Believe and give us the scores, if we could, please. Here we go. I know you've got it in you. Come on, let's hear it.
Tom, Harry Wicks and Camille Yuchan have 21 points so far.
Woo!
Ben Clark and BT Edmondson have 18.
Woo!
Closey, closey.
Closey, closey. But, so Tom and Cam are in the lead, and BT and Ben are currently on track to poop the party.
But everything could change in part two. See you after the break.
Yes!
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Flash Hair Slam Down!
Yay! Flash Hair Slam Down!
Before the break, Tom and Cam were in the lead. That hasn't changed. And neither has our insatiable appetite for a knees up.
So let's separate the has-beens from the bean fest as we play round two. It's Flat Games!
Games! Let's play together! Games! Let's play forever! Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there! Do as you're told! Games! If you lose, you get nothing! Games! If you win, you get gold!
Gold! Gold!
Oh, listen to that next up!
Come on, next up!
This is what we can bring to your service! Give us a series, man! Listen to this, it's a movement!
Next up, are you getting this?
Put us on prime time, baby!
Bring the camera round, get these guys. They're good for it, bring it round. This week, we're playing our version of Pin the Tail on the Donkey, which we're calling Spin the Tail of the Donkey.
We would like each team to tell a story about a donkey, one word at a time.
This is not just thrown together, guys. The opposing team has to give them a title for the story, plus an object and a place that must be included in their tale. There's 2 points for each successfully incorporated item, object, place and title, and there's 4 points for literary merit. So a total of 10 points on offer.
What?
Yeah,
fuck,
it's a lot.
Get out.
It's a lot of rules.
Exploded.
It's a lot of rules, Camille.
So, yeah.
Don't
ask. You've got to...
You'll do it.
Say the words that you give me.
Yeah, yes. Kind of.
Okay.
That'll be it.
Okay.
If you do that, the full 10 points.
There is a time limit, and that is our own patience. When Matthew and I get bored, we stop the story.
Stop the story.
Sure. Ben and BT will start with you. Good news for you,
yeah.
Camille.
Thank you.
So Tom and Camille, what's the title of the story you'd like Ben and BT to say?
It's about a donkey. But you don't have to put the donkey in the title. It just has to be about a donkey.
Are they doing it one word at a time?
Isn't it called the donkey that always rhymes?
That's lovely, Tom.
Tom Parry, you bastard.
I think that's what it's called.
I think it was called that.
It's called the donkey that always rhymes.
Yeah, you're right.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
The donkey that always rhymes. Okay.
And sings. It was called the donkey that always rhymes and sings.
Oh, fuck you.
I've got a yes and him. Yeah.
You're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's the place you want to be included in this story? A place.
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
Any rhymes for
How
that?
How weird, placing a donkey in Bethlehem.
I've thrown you a bone there.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you, Camille.
Okay, and finally, their item. What item do they have to include in the story?
Manger, Camille.
The item. Let's make it food related.
Okay.
Okay.
Hot dog.
I was going to go.
What were you going to go?
Kidney beans.
Kidney beans.
What do you, what?
A veggie kidney bean made hot dog.
Okay,
beautiful.
A sure. Veggie kidney.
You've gone
bean
from helping
made...
them to being awful.
Sorry.
A veggie kidney bean made hot dog.
And do we have to use all those words?
Yes.
Yeah, you can. I don't mind.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's. I mean, it just depends if you want the points or not. So.
Veggie.
Ben and Beattie, one word at a time. Please give us the epic fail. The fable. I was it failure. Let's not.
Epic fail.
Let's not jinx this. Listen, brain. The reviews, let's everything out the mouth.
The reviews are in.
The epic fail. The epic fable, of course, of the donkey that always okay. rhymes and sings.
Right. Jesus.
All right, listen, chill out, mate.
Just try it.
You don't have to be on the show if you don't want to be. KNL. The brass cojones on Beattie today. Docking points. Blaspheming. Clarky, would you like to start us off, please? And try not to insult the Lord.
Okay. Christ.
Loved.
Hot dogs. Two words.
I'm going to allow it. I'm going to allow a hyphenated word.
Hyphenated, yeah.
So?
He
ate
some
hot
adult.
Is there any chance you could pick up the pace slightly?
It's a
clever
reminder,
internal rhyme, that one.
Just remember, if we're bored, we will stop the story. Yeah.
And don't forget, it's about a donkey, all right? We've got a lovely lost parable we've had so far about Jesus Christ being hungry. Instead of feeding the 5,000, he just fed himself. But we forget about the fact that he had to feed himself once in a while.
He did!
5,000 people go, come on, I want to share the hot dogs exactly. round. Okay, so we've got Jesus Christ fed himself a hot dog, but don't forget Bethlehem, the donkey, all those got to be incorporated.
Of course,
okay.
we get into that. Of course, we've got it all planned.
Okay.
It's in the next part.
So... can't take this long, surely.
He
went
and
found
his
favourite
donkey.
Yeah. And
the bar's so low.
Rode
across
Bethlehem.
Oh.
Searching
for
a
open
shop.
So
he
could
buy
some
hot dogs.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
I think it has to be it, really.
Right.
Rose.
It wasn't a classic.
Oh, it's so hard.
I saw Rose was writing notes, but she's just written all work and no play makes Rose a dull girl here. 50 times over. So you got some of it, didn't you?
You got
Bethlehem.
Yeah.
So you get two for that.
Yeah.
You can have half a point for hot dog, or do we give them two?
That's generous.
Give them two.
Okay.
Yeah, they said it so many times.
Yeah.
The donkey didn't rhyme, so they don't get 2 points for that.
Yeah. I mean, that's when we're talking about like the actual sort of literary merit.
Yeah.
You told us there was going to be a donkey that rhymes and sings in that story. No songs.
If you'd have let us get to that bit.
Oh, sorry. Off you go.
That was the prequel story, Christ Buys a Hot Dog.
This was just before he went into the musical about the hot dog.
Oh, right. Well, I'm excited about this bit. No, go on. No, okay, fair enough. Right, so what are we saying for literary merit?
One for literary merit.
Yeah. Okay. Right, your turn to take some revenge on Tom and Camille for that.
Okay.
Clarkie, Beatty.
Dirty donkey.
Yeah. Or like the bigoted donkey or something.
No.
Do you know?
This is being live streamed on the internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So...
six people are watching this live on Next Up.
I'd rather be dirty than a bigger.
Or like, yeah,
yeah. Famously, that's the tattoo you've got, isn't it?
What about Susan the sex-crazed donkey?
Susan the sex-crazed donkey.
Sure, yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Okay. And what place would you like them to have to mention?
The Houses of Parliament.
Houses of Parliament.
Topical, lovely.
Yes. That's always topical. From today's papers, that is.
Satire.
Okay.
Brilliant.
And then finally, what item would you like to hear in their story?
Maracas, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Maracas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maracas.
Okay, Tom, and
they like. Chugga
chugga chugga.
Chugga chugga chugga.
Clacka clacka clacka's castanet. Chugga chugga chugga's maracas.
Chugga chugga chugga.
I'll just write chugga chugga to remind me.
How many words is in chugga chugga chugga? Is that, or is that.
Chugga chugga's hyphenated.
Yeah. Okay.
Tom and Camille, please, one word at a time, please regale us with the story of Susan, the sex crazed donkey.
Chugga chugga.
Chugga chugga.
Chugga chugga.
Chugga chugga.
It was the set. Nil
I'm afraid immediate disqualification.
Immediate disqualification.
Tom got into it so much. So entranced by his own storytelling.
Incredibly, I think you do get the 2 points for Maracas still.
I want to hear a bit more because I want to know what.
But, okay.
I mean, I was.
Let it was.
It was very exciting.
Yeah. So we'll start with the chugga chuggas
again.
Okay.
Focus.
Now, remember, Tom, in the dynamic, it's Camille who doesn't understand the rules, okay? That's just sort of that's what we've established here. Don't confuse the viewers at home watching on Next Up. So, okay.
Okay, let's go again.
Okay.
Chugga-chugga. It
was
the
night
of
the
sex
scandal
in
the
Houses
of
Parliament.
And
chugga-chugga.
Susan
burst
through
her
flappy
pants.
Okay.
Where
there
was
loads
of
donkey
shit.
Yes.
Then
Michael
Gove
rubbed
Liz
Truss
off
the
Bangles.
Huh? I don't think Liz Truss was in the Bangles. I think
she wasn't in our story.
I mean, she's had a few Manic Mondays, but that's a separate.
Do you know what instrument she played in the Bangles? A chukka chukka.
So she rubbed Liz Truss of the Bangles.
And
then
her
maracas.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So
what?
A
predicament.
Yeah. A beautiful story.
Gorgeous.
I mean, I think it does have to be the full 6 points. They did mention the Houses of Parliament. They mentioned the they didn't mention the maracas, but does the sound count?
Well, they did say the maracas.
Oh, they did. Important. Okay.
Because they did.
And I feel like we got a sense that Susan being a sex crazed donkey.
Yeah,
they never said donkey though.
They said donkey shit.
It's a donkey shit. She burst through her flappy pants.
She burst through her pants into a load of donkey shit.
And literary. What do we think? Literary merit.
It's going to be a banned book in 20 years' time.
This is it. It felt like something that, you know, yeah, you wouldn't be able to publish it under your own name. It would be like Primary Colours.
It's like the
something.
Next Shades of Grey.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
What, 50?
We could do 50, obviously.
Yeah, sure, why not? I'm gonna give them 3 out of 4.
Three out of four
for literary merit. Yeah.
So, producers Gwyn and Emma, one word at a time, please. What has that done to the scores?
Well,
the
scores
so
far
are
Tom
and
Camille
have
30
and
Ben
and
Beated
have
23. Okay. Do you know what? I'm going to have to make this interesting and make Beef Brothers worth 5.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I think we have to. We have to make Beef Brothers. It's always worth 1 point, and it feels like, I mean, what's the point? Literally, what's the point?
In fairness, what's the point of any of them?
It's a very good point. Goodbye, everybody. In the next round, there's only one word that counts, and that is the word of the law. It's time for Beef Brothers.
Sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share based beef, and today's one comes from Sarah and Mary. Sarah and Mary, you're in the audience. Are you there? Hello.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Now, Sarah and Mary, right.
Our housemate is a narcissist. Ooh, big swing. What if they're here? Something.
They're watching on Next Up.
Our housemate is a narcissist and won't give us access to the shared bank account.
What?
Well, hang on. Before you shout anything, BT, Tom and Camille...
As a lawyer, you've got to work on your poker face, BT. Oh, yeah.
Tom and Camille, you are on Sarah and Mary's side.
Oh.
Great.
Ben and BT, you're on the side of the narcissist. So.
Yeah. That's what I was saying what about.
But before we get into the what, let's have a cross-examination. The floor's open, so...
Any questions?
Yeah, any questions?
Any questions for Sarah and Mary?
Why do you need access to it?
Well, we pay into it every month.
Yeah.
And then you kind of decide what that money gets spent on.
What?
Sorry.
What's the money getting spent on? What is the money
very
getting
quickly,
spent
sorry,
on?
Sorry, just to stop you, can we just turn the microphone on or do something to it? It's not absolutely not your fault, Mary. Sorry.
Hello, hello. Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
Oh, it turns out it was your fault.
Can we just...
You're speaking to the fluffy end.
Work on your mic, take it. Okay, sorry. Ask the question again, Clarky.
So, what is being taken out of the bank account? What's the bank account being paying for? What's the bank account paying for?
Cleaning supplies, just sort of communal things for the house, but we don't get much say in what it goes on.
How come they're the person... Did they set up the joint account?
They've lived in the house the longest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much are you paying in?
I actually don't know.
Oh, what? Are they in charge of your finances as well? Are you in trouble?
Think twice if you need to.
Wait, but so surely money's going from your account.
Yeah,
so
we just pay like one thing, like rent and everything.
Right.
But I don't know how much is rent and how much is extra.
Oh. But surely you could find that out.
Well, you would think. You would think, but...
So this person isn't telling you how much you're paying for rent.
I think that's the bigger issue, I'd say. Than whether or not they look in the mirror a lot.
Do you notice that there are, you know, there's a good supply of cleaning products in there? Is the money, can you be like, oh yeah, okay, she's bought yeah, that. Yeah, although she will only buy like organic products that don't necessarily like God. Work.
What a bitch.
They're pricey. They
so
are.
She cares about the planet. What a bitch. Narcissist, actually. Wants the planet to live.
Can you define why you think she's a narcissist for me? Only because I don't know what the word means. Oh, you should, Tom.
That's very telling. Yeah.
Just confident, right?
Just has a good time, right? Just a good time guy.
Cool.
Cool. Really cool. Yeah.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Really cool.
Okay.
So, let me get this straight. So the stuff that's coming out is like rent, bills as well.
Yeah.
What kind of bills do you have?
Ben's
never lived in the real world. What is a bill? Can you explain to me how life works, please?
Can you tell Tom what a narcissist is and me what anything is?
So, for the TV, internet.
Ben, it's bills. We know what bills are, right? I'm just focused on bills. Yeah. Just go through those things.
Are we allowed to ask?
Yeah, of course.
I am interested in what are the narcissistic qualities this person displays.
She doesn't ask many questions, I would say. She likes to kind of talk at you. It's more of a lecture.
Can I just say, you haven't asked us one question. All we've done is ask questions about you.
I mean, how are we?
Fine, thank you.
Struggling.
Does she ever do a little surprise, like one night of the month you might have a cheeky takeaway out of the shared account?
No.
We're on their side.
So you don't know how much money is in this account, and you don't know how much is being spent on any of these things.
This is fascinating, actually.
Do you happen to know if she listens to this podcast?
I really hope not.
Wait, so she's lived there longer than you.
Yeah.
You moved in.
Yeah.
She gave you a set figure.
Yeah.
You just said, okay.
Wait, so are you subletting?
She's the landlord, right? No, she's not the landlord.
Oh.
Oh.
She's just the alpha tenant.
Yes.
Okay. So do you pay money into this shared account and trust that she's paying the rent?
Yes.
You need to check with your landlord that she's paying the rent.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah. Yeah, we've heard enough podcasts that start this way and end really badly. This might not be a problem we can solve, actually. Yeah. This might be for the Citizens Advice Bureau. But still, we must plough on. Hopefully, that is enough information for our teams to make their cases.
Otherwise, though, you're happy in the house?
Sure, yeah.
Well, she runs a tight ship.
But you're on their side.
Yeah, but I like the cut of this person's jib.
Yeah, of course you do.
Is that interesting?
Yeah.
Reminds me, Tom, I've got your cash, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. Anyway, almost forgot. Every single day. Anyway.
Protection money.
Hasn't worked. Clarkie's still beating me up. Hopefully that is enough information for our teams to make their cases.
So without further ado, we call upon Camille Yuchan to begin the case for the prosecution. Camille, you have... Are you timing?
Am I prosecuting the narcissist?
So yes. You're on the side of Sarah and Mary over there, okay? You're on their side. You're against the person who's charging
you. I did magistrate's court when I was younger.
Oh, did you? Okay. This should be amazing.
Why were you in magistrate's court?
So, Camille Yuchan, your minute begins now.
Well, she's clearly guilty.
Okay, not really.
No further questions.
How long did magistrate's court last for you? Out by lunchtime.
She's clearly guilty because what she's doing, I believe, is illegal. Don't quote me on that.
Spoken like a true lawyer. Sounds fishy to me. Don't quote me on that.
I'm pretty sure it is, and I have a very good telephone manner, and if you want to give me her number, I will ring up and pretend to be some kind of Citizens Advice Bureau.
Which is also illegal, by the way, I should say.
That's and definitely illegal, yeah.
Do quote me on that.
I think if you put this case to anyone, they'd say you're being mistreated. I think you should get out. I think you're being manipulated. I think she's spending the money on little holidays for herself, maybe a cheeky pedicure. Have a look at her feet the next time you see her. But so I've got more time, a couple of seconds. I rest my case.
Do you get points for timing? Because that was bang on.
That was really good, yeah. That was really impressive. But unfortunately, no. You don't. Okay, so now to open the case for the defence, I call upon BT Edmondson. Your minute begins now.
Okay, so you've entered into this knowingly. So in a way, this is on you. This isn't her. Where's the estate agent in all this? You've just got into this and you've started paying this woman without... without knowing what you're doing. And she's spending it on eco products, lovely, expensive eco products. You should be grateful. You should be grateful that she's sorting all that. That's admin that she's doing, that you don't have to do.
BT would love to live with this person.
Yeah. It sounds like a dream to me. Someone doesn't ask me any questions, just lets me be, buys me nice eco products. You're the narcissist.
Whoa!
With 15 seconds to spare.
She just dropped the bombshell.
Okay.
Wow.
Sarah and Murray, how do you feel it's going so far?
Not good.
Not good. Okay. Thank you.
One of the heavier beefs you've done, I'd say.
What a bombshell.
Really dark.
And so to conclude the case for the prosecution, Tom, yes. Are you going to be doing this as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a John Grisham defence lawyer. Yeah, Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing your minute should you need it begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I recognise some of you from the village there. Johnny from the bakery, hold the baguette. I'll be back at lunchtime. I see a lot of y'all here confused by them dear lawyers there from the big city with their fancy words and their lovely expensive eco product. Sounds like something Canadian to me. Around here we simple folk, huh? No eco product. It'll spit a gasoline on your handkerchief, clean the cover of your Bible. What's gasoline but God's water? You get it from the ground. Who put it there? The baby Jesus. Holy Spirit gave Henry T. Ford the designs for the engine. You think he just made that up? Now, listening today about this here case about some kind of, I don't know the word, narcissist. I don't got a sister neither. Sort of reminds me of the story of the three little pigs. No, not that story of the three little pigs. The story we all know about the three little pigs. You remember Father Jonathan? He lived up by the farm. Got himself three pigs. Two little runts of the litter. Hell, barely came up to my knee. Then there was their sister, Boss Hawk. 6'9". If she was a day, every day he'd come out, throw the pail of oats into the water. He wasn't a very good farmer, Farmer Jonathan. Fed his animals mostly porridge. Every day, Boss Hog eating all the porridge until one day, them dude runs to the litter. They got themselves an idea, went down charity shop, bought themselves a big trench coat. Next thing you know, Father Jonathan brings in the porridge. Tall gentleman, how did the dude do? Comes in, tosses his cap. They bought themselves a cap from somewhere. Boss Hawk's never seen the like. Gentleman takes out a gun, shoots Boss Hawk! Takes off the trench coat, two runs of the litter stood on each other's shoulders. I think you know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. The defense rests, y'all. Defense rests.
I believe that was actually the prosecution rests, but thank you anyway.
59 seconds?
Yeah, bang on, bang on. Bang on, mate.
And finally...
No points for time at this time, though, but very good, very strong.
And finally, to conclude the case for the defence, we call upon Ben Clark. Your minute, Ben, yeah, begins now.
Well, they're clearly not guilty. And I'll tell you for why. I once, and this is genuinely a true story, shared a flat with someone. And we had the exact same situation, right? We were paying everyone, not really sure, and there were like changes in the bills. They did go up at some point, and it was like, well, I'm not really sure what's going on, but they were in charge of the joint account. And at the time of moving out, we actually found that we'd like racked up like, we were like £1,000 over into the overdraft. But that's totally fine, because that person was Tom Parry. Somebody if he can do it, they can. But seriously, I'm also... my partner at the moment, she's in charge of the bills. Yeah, it's fine. Off it goes. I trust her. I trust her, right?
And that's your minute off.
That's your time, Clarky. Right.
I do trust the guys. I do trust.
You should. You must. You should.
Yeah.
Now, some very strong arguments from both sides there, but we can't make the decision ourselves, as we hate justice.
Famously. Yeah, can't stand the stuff.
Can't. So instead, we're calling upon our live, cheerful, earful audience to make the call. So if you think Camille and Fanshawe, and therefore Sarah and Mary, are in the right, applaud now. Sure. Okay.
But it's a tough sell, isn't
it? But if you think BT and Ben and the narcissist made
and the
best
lovely
case,
expensive eco products,
please applaud now. Woo!
They're really cheering at home, guys. They're not getting that.
We've got to wait for the text to come in before we can call it. But no, I think that has to go to Fanshawe and Camille.
Yeah, so, seriously, move out.
Yeah, big thanks to Sarah and Mary as well. Yeah, big thanks. How do you feel about the results? Happy with the results?
Thrilled.
Yeah, it's a biggie, isn't it? It's not one we're going to solve today, really. But,
go home and ask a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
At the very least. Yeah.
Can we move out in the first one? So, Rose, I've got to ask you, how do you feel about jingles?
Well, Matthew, I like my jingles like I like my testicles. Long!
Then, Rose, my friend, you're in luck. For three reasons.
What?
But first, let's hear the jingle.
This is
so loud.
The quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's so amusing that it has long introduction.
Ooh, it's funny.
It has a long introduction. And it should be really quick. Isn't that like life? Life lasts such a long time when your enjoyment of it can sometimes be over in the blink of an eyelid.
This is existential.
You okay, mate?
In the blink of an eyelid. And still, life goes on. Isn't life just like a flower that's lost its petals? And the butterfly has flown away, 'cause your 20s are over and now you're just a stalk.
You've lost me there.
Just a stalk that walks and talks. And there ain't no light at the end. Ain't that just like the quick fire round? Oh baby, carrying on going with no meaning at all, no message.
Fucking hell.
Just an alleyway of broken hearts that you tread on as you go. Each question in the quickfire round is a failed love affair. Each question mark like a dagger in your brain. Well, let's not worry about all that now, 'cause what's gone is gone. What's in front of us is nothing but the end.
I hope this ends soon.
The end of the quickfire round. And by that I'm talking about death. Okay, well now, let's get on with the quickfire round.
Get out, mate. No more Leonard coming for you, all right?
Oh, my goodness. Let's not forget, folks, we're here at the Cheerful Earful Festival. Podcasts, they're like a smile for your ears. A hug for your sense of humour. Okay, right, this is the quickfire round, and as our show is all about throwing a birthday party, we're going to play a twist on yet another classic birthday party game. This is Pass the Parcel.
Matthew and I have wrapped up a tricky parcel of party-based trivia questions.
But rather than answering the questions themselves, our contestants are going to jump in and pass the question to someone on the opposite team that they think will get the answer wrong.
So, if the nominated person answers correctly, they get themselves 2 points. But if they answer incorrectly, the person that passed to them gets 1 point. So pass the question at your peril. You could be giving the other team points, but obviously do actually pass it, otherwise we don't, the game doesn't work.
Yeah. So you do have to pass it?
Yes.
Right. You have to pass it. You can't answer it yourself,
yeah,
even if you know it. It's a bit like that, you know, one word at a time. You can't say loads of words. Right, that's it. You pass it over to somebody else you think might not
even
know
if you're
answer.
Having a really good time.
Even if you, yeah. I'm sorry, there's no account of a bonhomie here. You know, just joie de vivre. I'm afraid, yes, it has to be this way. Instead of buzzers, I'd like to shout out your first names. Ben and Beattie, let's hear yours.
Ben.
Beattie.
Lovely. Tom and Cam.
Tom.
Cam.
Perfect. So, yeah. Does everyone understand?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you shout your name and then who you want to...
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Off we go!
In 2015, the makers of Fox's Party Rings changed the recipe to make them what?
Ben. Beatty.
Ben, who would you like to pass?
Camille.
To?
Fox's Party
Rings. Quickfire.
Oh, Fox's Party Rings. Change them to...
Quickfire. Camille.
Veg?
The answer is vegan. Well done, Tom.
No!
No points for him, though.
No points. Yeah. In the TV show Friends, when they're organising Rachel's surprise birthday party, what two things is Phoebe put in charge of?
Tom.
Beatty, that was Beatty. Who do you want to pass to?
Tom.
Food and music?
No, incorrect. It was
Cups and ice.
Which political party proposes as one of their policies the reintroduction of fish and chips wrapped in newspaper to get more children reading?
Camille. Ben.
Ben.
Sorry, can I hear it again?
Of course you can. The reintroduction of fish and chips. Which political party proposes as one of their policies the reintroduction of fish and chips wrapped in newspaper to get more children reading?
It sounds like UKIP.
I'm afraid it's the Monster Raving Loony Party. That's one point to Camille.
Which singer's lavish Oscar party celebrated its 30th year this year?
Ben.
Ben, who do you want to pass to?
Camille.
Camille.
Which singer? Elton John.
2 points
correct,
to Camille!
2 points! Which former child star released the 2009 song Party in the USA?
Tom. Ben.
Ben. Former child star released the song in 2009 Party in the USA.
In the USA. Carly Rae Jepsen?
No!
I'm afraid it's Miley Cyrus. That's 1 point to Tom.
Of course it is.
Also, he said Carly Rae Jepsen. In American history, what was the location of the infamous tea-based protest of 1773?
Camille,
who do you want to pass to?
Beatty.
Boston.
Shit. Correct. 2 points to Beatty.
In the movie 24 Hour Party People, who played pop impresario Tony Wilson?
Beatty.
Who do you want to pass to?
Camille.
Yeah. No.
Give us a guess.
James McAvoy.
Oh,
good guess.
Really
actually.
Good guess, but it's not. It's Steve Coogan.
During the Partygate scandal, a Downing Street staffer went to which supermarket to fill a suitcase with wine?
Beatty.
Who's
Camille.
To? Camille.
I know this.
Yes? Then tell us the answer. Oh, spirit.
It's got to be 50.
Tesco's.
Co-op. Sorry!
Co-op.
Point to Beatty.
In The Great Gatsby, the title character is known for hosting incredibly glamorous parties. But what's his first name?
Camille.
Go on.
Ben.
Easy. Great. Smash that.
I'll give you half a point for that. It is, of course, Jay. Final question.
In the lyrics to S Club Party by S Club 7, what's Tina doing?
Tom.
Go on.
Beatty. Just going on your face.
In the lyrics to what?
S Club
Party.
Party by S Club 7. What's Tina doing?
What's Tina doing? Tina's dancing away.
Tina's doing her dance! BT has an encyclopedia.
Is doing your dance the same as dancing away?
Yes! Come on!
I think it's fair enough. If we give them 2 points, you're still going to win. It's fine.
Yeah, and BT, you didn't count on BT's encyclopedic knowledge of song lyrics.
Oh, yeah,
and just to clarify, John's looking for romance, Paul's getting down on the floor, while Hannah's screaming out for more.
That is the end of the round and the end of the game. So before we find out the final scores, birthday girls, have you got anything to plug?
We're doing a podcast directly after this, which I think all of you already got tickets to. Woo! See you there.
Where can people find your pick up your podcast as well.
They're literally all coming to it. This will play out.
Next up.
Hi, next up. And hi, listeners at home. Our podcast is called Birthday Girls House Party. You can find it wherever you get your pods. Oh, it's me.
We're on Twitter.
Sorry, Camille, go on.
I just said we're on Twitter, don't worry.
Yeah. Right. What's our Twitter handle, BT? Camille?
Is it B-Day Girls? B-Day Girls Comedy?
Yeah, at B-Day Girls Comedy.
B-Day Girls Comedy.
And we're on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Birthday Girls.
House Party.
Yes.
Thank you to all of you guys at the Bedford Arms Cheerful Earful Festival for watching. As always, check out Pappy's Patreon. Oh, no, we've got a Patreon also.
Don't worry about that one. Check out our Patreon.
Yeah, we've got...
You're right first time, Rose. Check out our Patreon.
We've both got Patreons. As always, check out Pappy's Patreon, patreon.com/ Pappy's Flat Share.
But if you have only got enough money for one Patreon...
Yeah.
Give it to
Birthday Girls. We do offer really good value for money. I'd
be fascinated to know if they compete, but...
like, subscribe, rate and review this podcast, or just tweet recommending pappies to all of your friends.
That is so kind of you, Rose. That's amazing that you said all that. It's too much, if anything. So, producer Emma, let's hear the final scores.
Ben and BT have 31.5. Tom and Camille, 39.
Oh, wow. So, Ben and BT have to throw the party.
While Tom and Camille get to join us for a secret snog in the airing cupboard.
Woo!
Only joking. Everyone's invited to that.
Hooray! We've been pappies.
And we've been birthday girls.
See you next time on...
Flash and
Stand Up, Fisher Matthew Crosby, Ben Cork and Tom Parry.
With special guests Rose Johnson, Camille Chan and BT Edmondson.
It was advised by Patrice and Ben Walker, technically produced by Emma Corsham. Brindley Stavis is produced by Emma Corsham.
Big thanks to Giles and everyone at the Cheerful Earful and the Bedford in Ballard. To all the wonderful folks who came to today's show, and thanks to you at home for listening.
Patrice Flash Air Stand Up is a secret news production for Acast and the internet. Cheers everyone, bye!
There we go, a feast. A treasure trove.
An absolute treasure trove. So, as we said, we did their podcast as well. They did our podcast. We did their podcast. So, if you go to the Birthday Girls and you listen to their podcast, you can find our episode. I think what we'll do is, if you can't be bothered to do the research, then we'll stick it out on our feed as well. Possibly later on this week.
Let us do that.
We'll stick out an episode of the Birthday Girls house party featuring Pappies as a little bonus treat for you folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then if you are a patron member, you could imagine the curry we went for afterwards and the fun we had there.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
It was a cracking
something
curry, actually.
Just for the patrons to imagine.
If you're not a patron member, you're not allowed to imagine that, guys.
You're not allowed.
Get that out of your mind, palace.
That's just the way it works. And both episodes were produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Well, Rodney, please be outstanding.
Krusty.
Yes, no worries. It's not great. Please be outstanding for today's patron neighbourhood watch. Roll call half price to you, my sunshine.
Yes, mange two.
Oh, yes. Now, listen. I got these. It's the equivalent of a French ice lolly. It's melted brie in a wafer, £2.50. I got them off Daniel Jolly.
Oh, of course.
What do you reckon, Rodney, you plonker?
Rodney, you plonker. Listen, I'm about to fall through the bar, so I'll make this as quick as I can. In fact, I'm going to say this very quickly. I bought these LPs from Sarah Whitley.
What? LPs? What does that stand for, Dell?
Long players, Rodders.
Well, have I got a deal for you. I've hidden it up my sleeves. It's good old Sarah Greaves.
It's Sarah Greaves. What a deal that is.
This is... Now, look, it looks to you like someone sat on a toboggan, right?
Oh, yes. It does, doesn't it?
You're all thinking it.
You're thinking this looks like someone sat on a toboggan.
What is that?
Why are you trying to tell me somebody sat on a toboggan?
Sat on a toboggan. That is the twist. It's not... It's actually a picture of someone sat on a toboggan. And people order it online. They think they're getting a person sat on a toboggan. Then it arrives and they've bought a picture of someone sat on a toboggan. That's the deal. And it's Andrew Logan. Logan sat on the toboggan.
Rodney, you plonker.
Rodney.
Listen, right now... I want to sell you this broom. It's had 15 heads and 14 different handles. And let me tell you, I've sold it in the north, the east, the west, and the south. That's right. And I sold it last to Annabelle Ralph.
Rodney.
Oh, no. South and Ralph. I don't know. I think South and Ralph is better than Toboggan and Logan. But, you know, fair enough.
Mange to my boy.
You're
not going to believe this. This time next year, we'll be Patriot Neighbourhood Watches.
Oh. Now, this looks like someone sitting on a sleigh.
Oh, it's
not going to believe it. Well, but it's actually a picture of Lydia Gray.
Oh,
well,
goodness me.
Let me tell you something now. You think you're looking at a bobsled.
Oh, yes.
So basically, what we do is we email people and say, do you want to buy a bobsled? Right? And it shows up in their junk mail. Oh, yeah. But listen, there is no bobsled. All it is it's an offshore account ran by Farah Ismail. And this time next year, we'll be millionaires.
We'll be millionaires, everybody. No income tax, no VAT. No money back, no guarantee. Black or white, rich or poor, we'll cook a got a toboggan right here.
That concludes today's Patreon Neighborhood Watch roll call, Rodney.
You blogger.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.